Also this week, the Paris climate talks are focused on cutting emissions created by fossil fuels. Our next guest says the United States is already relegating the dirtiest one to the scrap heap. It's coal. Michael Grunwald is a senior writer at Politico. He joins us now. And Michael, you wrote recently that all eyes were on President Obama's rejection of the Keystone XL pipeline. But you say that from an environmental point of view, what's going on with coal in America affects the planet even more.
Well, coal is our dirtiest fossil fuel. And maybe more importantly, it's the one where there are now cheaper alternatives. You know, oil is what fuels our cars, but coal is part of our electricity system. And in the last few years, there have been spectacular reductions, not only in the cost of natural gas, but wind and solar are now really cost competitive in many areas. And you're seeing a big shift as most new electric generating capacity that comes online is now renewable.
Well, you write that President Obama's presidency has been catastrophic for coal. What do you mean by that? Give us some numbers about coal plants shutting down. And is it because of President Obama?
Since 2010, 206 coal plants have announced their retirement, which is about a third of the fleet. It's really kind of remarkable. There was more coal retired just in the last year than had been retired in the 20 years before Obama took office. Some of it is because of Obama, because there have been some real regulations that have essentially forced the coal industry to start cleaning up its mess. People know about the Clean Power Plan, which is going to regulate carbon. But even before that, there have been regulations on mercury, soot, sulfur dioxide, effluent, coal ash, just a whole variety that have really caused a kind of drip, drip, drip situation where utilities have had to make a decision. Are we going to invest in bringing these coal plants up to the sort of modern air quality and water quality standards? Or are we just going to move on to cheaper stuff?
So you're effectively saying that under President Obama, his Environmental Protection Agency has added so many regulations that it became either illegal or too expensive for a lot of these coal plants to operate?
Well, most of them, they face these investment moments where they have to, say, put on scrubbers. But then there's this group that's at the Sierra Club. They call themselves Beyond Coal. They're financed by Michael Bloomberg with about $80 million. And they show up at every public utility hearing around the country, anything involving a coal plant. And they've been making the case to these utility commissioners, you know, you can invest in this coal plant, but you're just going to end up stranding the asset. You're going to really be hosing your ratepayers. Just this week, an Oklahoma utility that had a $1 billion plan to upgrade its coal plants, that plan was rejected by an all-Republican utility commission. The numbers aren't adding up. It's too expensive for ratepayers. And, you know, Oklahoma is a place where the wind goes sweeping down the plain, and they really haven't been adding as much wind as they could.
All right. Well, you say that one-third of America's coal plants have shut down in the last 5 years. Is there any way to quantify what effect that has had on the United States' carbon emissions?
The power sector is already more than halfway to its goal of reducing emissions 32% from its 2005 levels. And that's largely because coal, which was half of our power generation just a few years ago, is now down to 36%. And it's dropping every year. You're seeing coal bankruptcies. It's a very grim situation for the industry.
So coal was until recently the majority source of U.S. power, it sounds like you're saying. What is the leading source now?
Well, coal and natural gas are sort of neck and neck, but you're seeing wind is growing spectacularly. It's tripled just since 2009, which again only brings it up to about 5%, but it's growing fast. And what you're starting to see is solar has increased 20-fold since 2009. So it's still just 1%, but you can see the trajectory. These are intermittent sources, so you're going to have to see storage get cheaper. You're going to have to see, you know, a mix of natural gas, you know, as a sort of transition fuel. But you're already seeing this kind of long-term transition where coal is clearly the part of the past, and that's why you're seeing coal stocks down 80%, 90%, and as investors decide they don't want to be part of it.
All right. Well, given all the changes in coal, last question, do you see this as a really elemental block in chipping away at fossil fuels, for example, for those negotiators who are in Paris right now at the climate talks?
Absolutely. The Sierra Club's goal for the U.S. is to go coal-free by 2030. And by that time, what certainly the activists have told me is that then they can really focus on moving beyond oil as well, that electric vehicles and who knows what will be really ready to compete to move the transportation sector in the same direction in the future that the electricity sector is moving now.
Well, the times, they are changing. Michael Grunwald is a senior writer at Politico. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Anytime, Indira.